One of the most contentious ballot questions of 2 years ago, the tax on North Slope natural gas that is not offered for production, is back before the public. The so-called reserves tax failed on a nearly 2-to-1 margin following a major campaign against it by the oil industry and headed by then-Governor Frank Murkowski. But the paperwork for a new initiative was filed today by three legislative Democrats, Harry Crawford, David Guttenberg, and Beth Kurtula. Crawford says the goal of the initiative is not to raise money for the state, it's to help get gas on the way to market. He says if it gets the initial public support, it will be on the ballot in 2010, shortly after gas leaseholders have a chance to commit to using a suitable gas line. And tax of 3 cents per 1,000 cubic feet of proven reserves will go into effect on all North Slope gas that's withheld from the project.
I think that this is very much a leverage point to help the producers decide what might be in their best interest to commit gas to a gas pipeline that has the 20 must-haves that the governor and the legislature decided were must-haves for a project here in Alaska.
Crawford says having the tax on the ballot immediately after commitments are due will give the public a chance to show approval or disapproval of the leaseholder's response. He says the state would give the money back to the companies when they produce gas.
Completely refundable. We took the time limit out this time so that they get all their money back when they get the gas to market. But we get to hold on to it between the time that the tax goes into effect and gas first flows.
Crawford says the tax would raise about $600 million from older known oil reserves on the slope, not from any new exploration.